Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Hey. Asabim Sha'olu Aloizen Hakli. It's a type of a moss or a growth that grew on the handle of a keli, milachos hakeli. The keli finds itself kiseda in water, and this encourages the growth of the moss. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, or perhaps mushrooms grow on this keli. So you have something which is growing not from the earth, it's growing from a keli. Chashuvim halachically, it says halachic kimechu borim lekarke, it's equivalent to something which is growing from the earth. Vahatershon, and the person will take them off. Chayev, so this is achiyev minatayrem. This falls into the category of oike dovo migiduloi. That means this moss, these mushrooms, are growing from, due to the leichus, due to the moisture that is found in the handle of the scaly. And it's nisgadol from this mokim, so a person will pull it off. Is a chiyev min ha'teira avoyke dova migidulei. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Milachos ha'keli, from the moisture that is on the keli, kemo yishemotsoi bidli. One can, this is motzi, this is shriach by a bucket, sheshoyavin boi tamid, that one is shoyev mayim from a well with this bucket, shegdeilem boi kemin pitriyais. So types of mushrooms grow on this bucket. This bucket is always very moist. Chayev. So if a person will pull it off, he was machalo Shabbos min ha'teira mishum oiker davar megiduloi. He tore off something from where it is growing from. Do teildes kaitzer. This is a teilder from the malacha of kaitzer. V'leidami la'otzitz she'enei nakuf. We will learn soon that if a person has a flower pot and the flower pot does not have a hole in it, and you have something growing in this flower pot, and you will cut it off, you'll pluck it off. So there it says, Dahatoilish mimenu poto. By plucking it off from a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, mishum da'enei mechuber bekarkoilam, because it is not attached to the earth. It's only growing from a flower pot. So the Mishnah Berurah is asking a Moira Dikakashe. You pluck off something that's growing in the earth of a flower pot. It's also midarabonim. And I take off a mushroom that is growing from a bucket. Here you chayim min ha'teira. So the Mishnah Berurah says the difference is as follows. The shani hosom de'ein derech zriyesham. The derech to plant. Plants grow from the earth. If you have a plant that is growing from a flower pot, that is not the derech of zriyesham. So therefore, this is not considered a kaitza min ha-teire. Ma she'en kein hocha de'ike gidulon kein. Here, this is how these things grow. This is derech gidulon. This is derech gidulon yuachayev. In Dirshu, he brings down from Shevet Halevi, if a person will take coral that grows in the Karkoi Sayam, or will take a sponge that grows in the Karkoi Sayam, this is also oikel dova migidulei. That's where it grows. That's derech gidulei. So there you'll be chayev. Something that grows in a nuts, it's not give, it's not the derech to plant these plants in a flower pot. The derech is they are planted in the earth, the kalkoilam. So that's why there it's a talish derabonon, and here it is an isami deraisem. And then she brings down a suffix from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and he said, could be, bismaneinu, the derech is to plant flowers in a flower pot, so could be, the loche might be different. A person will plant flowers in a flower pot, could be, this is misupik, could be, that's a loike dava migidulei. If it is, oh, that's another thing. We're talking about if it doesn't have a hole yet. Who adin hatoylesh kishus mihizmi? Kishus are hops that grow on prickly bushes. Mihigi perish kaitzim. Afal pi shegam hakishus einam mechaberes lekalkem. It's a parasitic growth that grows from the bush. But that's derech gidulei. The lochi chayim mishum oike dover migidulei. Let us see more. Asabim shetochvon ba'ofor mi ba'oidyoim. The different types of asabim, it seems, they either they're plants, what? Oops. I don't know if it's herbs. Okay, they're nice and they smell good and really he wants to smell them Shabbos. And he had no intent to plant them, but he wants they should remain fresh. So these are asabim which were previously nitlas, they weren't attached anymore to the earth. Shetochvon ba'ofor mi ba'oyim, and he put them in dirt. And this dirt could be in a flower pot, or this dirt could be in kalkoilam. We'll learn many of the kechidushim. But he put these asabim into the earth for one purpose. He wants these asabim to remain fresh. That is his sole and only intent. Asabin shetochvon ba'ofor mi ba'oidyoim, kidei sheyiyu lachem, they should remain fresh. Mutter is permitted in Shabbos, lechois ba'olim, so it seems these asabim have leaves. He wants to smell it in Shabbos. He put them in the earth, erev Shabbos. He goes outside, he pulls it out. He pulls it out to smell it on Shabbos. So this is permissible. Mutar lechais ba'olim u'leitziyom. He's permitted to take out these asabim out of the earth. This is not a Talish. And smell them. But this, we're speaking about that it was put in Erev Shabbos, but was not put in 3 days ago. Because put in 3 days ago, it could very well be that they started growing roots. So then there'll be an Issa Deraisa of Talish. Vigam. So that's one condition. So that means he took asabim, he stuck them into the earth erev Shabbos. He's pulling them out of the earth in Shabbos, and this is adavar hamutal legamri, since his intent was only that these asabim should remain fresh. Vigam, so muhu shalei hishrishu. He doesn't want that they should root. If he wants they should root, then this is problematic. Avo in this kaven lizria, but if he put it in erev Shabbos and he wants to plant it. He wants to plant it. Nothing happened. It was only there 2 hours. He takes it out in Shabbos. Afal pikein etzos. He's not allowed to take it out in Shabbos. If he had an intent to plant these asabim midarabonan etzos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. He wanted that these asabim should remain fresh. Kigoin asabim shehem noyim lamare olariach. They're nice. They look nice. They smell nice. Umemalim kad ofolach, and you fill up a pot with ofolach, with moist earth. And you stick this in erev Shabbos into the moist earth that it should remain fresh. This is Rashi. The Huadin, but now the Mishnah Berurah brings down, don't be misled that the soul heter is only if it's in a pot. The Huadin im Teichvon Bakarke. Erev Shabbos, he stuck them into the karke, into the karke ilam, but with an intent that he's doing this solely that they should remain fresh. Kivin she'enei mechavin she'yishtar shusham, he has no intent that they should acquire roots and they should grow, so this was put into karke to remain fresh. He's allowed to take it out. It's not yoinik. Till it starts growing, there's no yinika, there's nothing. There's the yinika of growth is... What?
The source of that?
I mean, it has to be at least 3 days after the shoroshim. That's the minimum shiim. But less than that, there's no shoroshim, there's no tzmicha, there's nothing. Lecha is ba'olim. So now in Shabbos, he wants to smell these asabim, so he's permitted to pull them out. Now, we have to understand something is going to happen. When he's going to pull them out, so a whole amount of dirt will shake itself off. That means the dirt is going, by pulling out these asabim, so at the same time, he is being metalkal off of this dirt. He put this into the dirt erev Shabbos, he didn't put on top of it, they suck it into the dirt. And by pulling this out, he's being metalkal the dirt. And the dirt was close to the asabim. There wasn't a space between the dirt and the asabim. Rav Alpi came, this is mutter. Mlei matzrechinen lei, there is no chiyav linoitz to stick it in, velishleif and pull it out, berev Shabbos, velachza velinoitz, and then to put it back in again to make sure that there's a space between the asabim and the dirt, kidei lahachiv moki meshovim ba'ofom, to make sure that this place, whether it is in the dirt, there's space there, so when he pulls it out, he's not being metaltal any of the dirt, which is muksin. Actually, Yosef Ofom Mishleifose Bishabbos, to ensure that when I pull out the Asabim, I will not be moving the Ofom. There's no problem. Da filu Yosef Ofom, a filu, he will, by pulling out these Asabim, the Of is being metaltal the Ofom. Less lumber, that is no problem whatsoever. He's not being metalto the dirt with his hands. Ella al yedei asabim. That means I'm pulling out the asabim, and because of this, there's dirt that is clinging to the asabim, which will, I'm being metalto this dirt, and then will fall off. The einoi ella tuto min hatzad, the shori. That is permissible. That means tilto min asad. That means I'm not being metalto the muksim. I'm being metalto the muksim through holding the asabim. That means I'm not being metalto biyodayim the muksim. It's a tilto min asad. That means by pulling out the asabim, so it comes out with the pulling out of the asabim, some dirt that is clinging to the asabim will come along with it. So that is not that is an indirect tiltul, and the purpose of the tiltul is letzeirach davar hamutar. I have no intent to be metalto the ofo. Reinella tiltul min atzad the shori. Vayin leil besemishin yadal v'mishabulosim kodn chavches ma shekosavnu shom b'shem achoinim. There he brings down that it's only mutav. This was in a field. It wasn't the house. We asked to do this because he might smoothen out the holes that he made in the karkois habayis, and he might come to a chilul Shabbos of a shvuyi gumis, which is also, that means he's smoothing out the holes in the karka, which is also. So this is only permissible besodev. Ula ha'itzion, he's permitted to take it out. Uhu adin lachsir nachakach, he's permitted to put it back again. Limkaimon, that means he is not doing any malache. This karka is only ensuring the freshness of the asabim, but it's not, there's no connection whatsoever to say reya, to kaitse. So therefore he's permitted to take it out, he's permitted to put it back again. Imloinistam hanekev misha haitzion. That means to make a new hole, that is also in Shabbos. A new hole in the karka, could be that's chayresh, that's boine, that is also. But if the hole he made erev Shabbos, and the hole is still open, he just sticks it back, there's no shaila whatsoever.
Does he think putting his water before Shabbos? Taking it off, getting back?
Water, I don't know. Water could be, makes it smiche. Water, we hear, yeshul zoim al haslech zoim b'mokim rinus kshomim, shesoif al latzmich, this can start sprouting before 3 days. Shoroshim, in kalkets 3 days. Water, I don't think this would be mutton water. I think this is only a din in kalkem. והוא שלא ישרישו, כגון קודם שלושה ימים. It's before 3 days, אז במדי לא ישרישו. אם ישרישו, פשיטה דעושה להציום, שיהיו עיקר דבר מגידולי. צמיחה ויהד אין וואטר איז... could be is much quicker. This could be the same day. So what I think is also. Aval im, but if he put it lizroya, the given, the intent of his putting it into the karka was to plant it there. The given shein tchuvim utmunim bekarka kisharzroim, this was put into karka like other seeds which are put into plant. We got miskavel lezorom, and he wants to plant it, so even though Basheru Shom, it's the first day, nothing happened yet. Gozru Bohu Rabbonan Leilesi Lachlufe Litlesh Lacha Hashrosha. That means if you're going to start taking out the Dvorim that were put into the Karke with an intent that they should grow in the Karke, then one might make... he may take out something that has roots already. So this already is this Chazal Asad Midarabonon. But Al Kaponim, we see that Min HaTorim, there's no Iser of Kaiser. Now, I just would like to mention, to appreciate the Chiddush. There's a Mordek in Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, if I take a seed and I put it on karka with an intent to plant a seed in Shabbos, right, an intent to plant a seed, Zok the Minchas Chinuch, I was Mechalo Shabbos. What happened? Nothing happened. It didn't start growing. Meleches Zayreya, that is also in Shabbos, at first, it's not like Meleches Oife. Meleches Oife, baking, you have to bake in Shabbos. If it didn't bake in Shabbos, that's called, I was Oife, it's not called I was Mevashel. Meleches Zayreya, the Meloche is for putting the seed onto the ground, so it could become, it could be eventually start growing. That is, and Afilu, I take it out, it was Mechalo Shabbos. Afilu took it out, that is Meleches Zayreya. Afal Pikein, it says over here in Mishneh Berurah, Stami agrees with him in Cheschenach, that if he put it in Lizroya, and I take it out, it's also in the Rabbonah, but not also in the Torah. It's not called Kaiser. That means even though I was a Zayreya, but it's not called I was a Kaiser. Ktsire is already, it started growing. Meleches Zayreya is the pule, the maize that one does to bring about Azriyah. That means it never grows in Shabbos. But the Melech Zereya is to put it in. So that's Melech Zereya. But to take it out is not kosher, but it's also Midarabon. That's why it runs. It's, no, because it never started growing yet.
It takes 3 days. I can't even start more than one.
No. Kozman, there's no Sharoshim, nothing happened. It's not cool that it takes 3 days in order to this become Nishrash in the Karka. There's no Sharoshim whatsoever. Whatever is happening now is not called Ashroshim. That means they're chemical things that are happening.
Well, see, stuff beats and beans and jar to eat and say stuff.
If on
Shabbos it's sprouted, that it's edible, then can you then take it to eat? It's nothing in the ground.
Not in the ground. Not in the ground. Later he brings down the Amir Lacha that speaks about this later. So perhaps we'll get there. We'll be able to answer this a little better. One.
thrown in a bottle, you seem
with
water in it, and
water
the bottle so air can get in there and bees will stop.
Okay, let's we'll have to do more research on this. Lady speaks about something similar, but let's see the Maldives halachas. Yeah. Also, litloish, a person, now we're going to speak about a flower pot that does not have a hole. And if it doesn't have a hole, that means it is not deriving unique koyach from the karkoilom. We will learn in the Mishnah Berurah, if there is a hole, and this hole is not blocked, so the vapors of the earth enter the hole, and the shoroshim and the roots of the plant are considered that they are deriving unique koya from the karkoilom. And if I'll cut it off, that's called a pelish teraisa. But here we are speaking about a flower pot that does not have a hole whatsoever. So here the Mechaber says that's also midarabonim. Also, litloish, a person is not permitted to pluck, to cut off, afilu meotzis from a flower pot, she'enoi nokuf, that does not have any hole whatsoever. This is also midarabonim. Zok the Mishnah Berurim, also litloish, with the Rabbonim. V'hu adin, she'osa lahashkois azroim. Now you have a flower pot, which is, there's plants growing in this flower pot. There's no hole. If you pluck the plant that's in the flower pot, it's also midarabonon. Vuhu adin she'osa midarabonon lahashkois hazroim shebesoich ho'otzis. Midarabonon, you are not permitted to water this flower pot. Because midarabonon is called zayaya, midarabonon is called kaiser. Perhaps, I'm just saying that means, we're saying American Kiddush, it's also midarabonon. Let's say if I have a very expensive plant that's worth $10,000 and I forgot to water it, and now it's Shabbos, if I won't water it, it's gonna get ruined. So lechayra al pi cheshbon, I'm allowed to tell a guy to water it. This is a shvus. The shvus b'makim hefsed merube. I mean, if there's a hefsed merube, we're talking about a very expensive plant. It's either now or never. So lechayra, since it's only also midarabonam, so midalakim should be mutam. Okay, so we're saying this is also midarabonam. Also. Also means midrabonim. Udin sha also laskeis hazroim shebesoi chaotzitz. Vafilu ima otzitz sumunach ba'aliyo. That means this flower pot that does not have a hole is not somuch lekarke. It's in the attic. Gam ken yesh isa b'cholze. There's still an isa. Fine. There's no hole. So if there's no hole, there is no connection from the plant which is growing in the pot to the karkoilam. You have a flower pot with a hole, and the hole is over the karkin. The hole is over karkin. Now we're speaking about the erises. If I'll pluck this plant, that's a kaisa the erises. If I water the plant, I am, that's called hashkois loim, that's also minatoyim. L'fi sheyonik mina karka yidei hanekev. Since there is a hole, so the plant in the flower pot is getting koiches from the karkoilam. Shemeriach lachluchis akarkem. It smells the moisture of the karka, the vapor from the karka, derech sham, through this nekev. Fine. So then a nekev connects the plant in the flower pot to the karkoilam. I was speaking about that it's over karkoilam. It's over earth. We'll talk about that soon. Vafilu imoya hanekev kotn kol kach. Even if the hole is minute, shehu bechdei sheyetzu mimenu shayresh kotn, that it is large enough. This hole is large enough that a minute root could grow out of this hole. Shukoches mikezayis. It's less than a kezayis. Afalpikain, this is also. Now the Dirshu, he brings down the Dvar. It was pretty vague. What it's smaller than an olive. So how big does a hole have to be? So lechumre, they bring down chumre. The Chazanish said if you pour water in the pot and the water will drip out, that hole is large enough. Lechumre, to consider that it's called Artzitz Nokiv. Rabbi Eliashiv said that if it's a millimeter, the diameter of the hole is a millimeter, that's also enough. We're talking about you need a hole. You need a hole. We're talking about a hole. Now, that is le chumre. In Shabbos, we have to be machma. Now, le kula, what is le kula? Now, let us explain a kula. A kula means I planted a tree in a flower pot. And so the first 3 years, it's all off. In the fourth year, it's not all anymore. So what if the first 3 years, it was in the flower pot, it's growing, and then there's oranges, or whatever it is, it's a tree. I am a tree. So is that considered like it was really growing from the karka? So lechumra, I said, if it's a millimeter, it's for Shabbos, you have to be machma. But lekula, they say that the hole should be a little bigger, 2 centimeters, 2.5 centimeters. What? That's big. Yeah. For lekula. Yeah. To be makel, to be samech, who was growing in a flower pot for 2 years. Kula, to say it was 2 years growing from the karka. Okay. Fine. So I'll compone him, but here we're talking about Shabbos, so we're talking about a minute home. After a millimeter is l'chumra, we say there's a shalom chilu Shabbos. Fine. Vafilu imoya hanekev bedoyfen ha'otzitz. Afilu, the hole was not on the bottom of the flower pot. It was on the side of the flower pot. Bedoyfen ha'otzitz. Kivin shukeneged mashetomun min hageza be'ofo. That means in the flower pot, there are roots, and there's like the trunk of the plant. And then it comes out later, and you have a stem. And so if the hole is opposite the trunk of the plant, that means that comes right out of the roots, that also is yoinik. Later, that one comes out higher, and that is not yoinik from a hole. The host gaining will be shulav neged ha-shoyres. So then we have a Teilish Deraisa. So now, so let us again see what the Mechaber. So the Mechaber said that also litlat midarabonon, you have a flower pot that does not have a hole. Midarabonon, it's considered it's growing minakalke. You're not allowed to be Teilish. You're not allowed to water it. If it doesn't have a hole. If it has a hole, there's a shailama deraisa. Otsits. Now, a flower pot. Perish chatzi kad, half of a pitcher space. Shazorim shom asabim. You plant there asabim. Afilu einoi nokov. Until it doesn't have a hole, so we're speaking about the rabbanons. We'll speak about a moyadike chumre. Yesh lizoer militloi me algabe kalke ulanichoi algabe yesedois oi ipcho bein shahu shel eitz bein shel cheres. Now, he's telling us a moyadike chumre, but let us first start from an otzitz nokov, and then we'll understand what he's saying by an otzitz sheine nokov. You have a flower pot with a hole. You have a flower pot with a hole. And the flower pot was on the ground. Right? No problem, was on the ground. Now, let's say I have an earthen ground, that's, I have a yard, it's on the ground. And then, there are children that are running around, and I'm afraid they'll run around, they'll throw over the flower pot. And so I want to lift up the flower pot and put it on a stand. There's a stand. And also, and when it's on the sand, so might the hole is mechuvan kineged the kalke. Now, here we are speaking about the deiraisis chamures. That means when the flower pot was on the ground, there's a hole in it, it's yoinik from the kalke. It's deriving kakoya from the kalke. That's sicher. Fine. When I lift it up, it is still yoinik from the kalke, but I'm diminishing the yenike. The yenike is not as strong as it was when it was on the kalke. So therefore, to diminish the yenike is chayev al teilish. That is a teilish. Teilish does not necessarily mean I completely severed the hibur. Teilish also includes if I diminish the hibur. So lifting it up is teilish. Putting it back on the ground is zereya. These are the raises chamures. If it has a hole. Now, the Mechaber is going to tell us, if it doesn't have the hole, midarabonu we have the same chumlis. That means there is some sort of unique midarabonu when it's on the ground, and by lifting it up, you are diminishing this minute unique. So even though this unique minatoire does not have any cheshivas of a yenike. It's not called mechubal and kalke. I mean, the rabbon is considered the yenike, and by lifting it up, you're diminishing this, and by putting it back, you're enhancing this. The rabbon is the key yenike. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mechaber says it's irrelevant if the flower pot is made out of wood, made out of earthenware. Now he's saying, because there are other shittas that hold, if it's made out of wood, you don't need a hole. If it's made out of cheres, you don't need a hole. There are different shittas by what the material of the flower pot is made out of. But al kaponim, here he says, whatever it's made out of, the zichanisim midarabonim. Let us see the mishtabur. Afilu ene nokuf, the gamboze yesh cheshash klisha midarabonim, minei shemavsik yinikosoi ma'at. You are diminishing by lifting it up. You are diminishing the yinike. If it's nokiv, the tzorich lizoir bozeh. Then we're speaking about the raisus chamuris. Agabi yisaidis. And now I'm putting it on a stand. Rotzoloima av sheine mavsik shum dovo bein ha'otzitz lekarke. That means I'm putting the flower pot on a stand, and the hole is still mechuvin keneged the karke, and there still is some sort of a yenike. That's also the choskin im amidai al gabi yetzin al gabi begodim. If you put it on, you put it, let's say, on a table, or you put it on clothing where the yenike is completely nivsak, the yesh bozeh isurim. Vimoise kein botzi snokuf, yesh bozeh klisho unetia min hatoyrem. Val kein. Yesh li zoyer ma'oid. Bechli im isbei boysem. A kli that has besomim in it. Isbei boysem could be it was earth and it also is in a flower pot. Shalogalias babayas shaloi litnoi. That means these are shailas chamuris of zoireya by putting it back on the karka or toilish. Or if it was on a base and you put it now in the karka, mishum zayreya, this will be yoser al zayreya. So now agavuchet is a sharetzian over here. The sharetzian says we're talking about an otzit she'enei nokuf, and I was on a base and I put it now on the ground. So what is happening over here? So there's a zriya midarabonon, a toilish midarabonon. Now, Zokta Mishnah Brura, does he want to make zriya or klisha? That's not his intent over here. The kids are running around, he wants to put it on the stand, he wants to take it off the stand. He has no intent to make zriya or klisha. So the terrence is, he's a name is Kavin. But some situations. I mean, if you're going to put it down, there's a zareh, you're taking it up, you're a trailish. So it's irrelevant that you're not mechamen, it's a situation. That is what the Mishnah Brura says. So he says, so he found the Gemalda Gemetzia. There's a whole shaila by an Issa Darabonon of a situation is also, he found a mechaba. That's he says. So over here in the Sharon scene says, "Ol ni yestaiti yesh mizerai l'shitas ha'soyrim b'psikreisha osa afu milsa darabonon." And it's all tumul some machine yodalad and al kaponim. He found the machaba. Waiter, that's the more yichu shel ilam, a branch of a tree. Shenivshach that was torn off, ve'erev Shabbos min ha'ilam. He tore off the branch from the tree. Uboy peiris, and there were a lot of peiris on the branch. He tore off the branch erev Shabbos. Muta litlish peiris men of Shabbos. He allowed to cut the tuck off the branch. It's nothing because the branch is not mechubel to the tree. So you have now fresh peiris and shalom al yisrael. No problem. Now, we will learn a very interesting halacha, which is Mordik Legeya. Tzinor HaMekaleach Mayim Min Agag. We have here gutters that the water runs into the gutters from the roof and then goes out. Sha'alu boy, kashim v'asabim. And this is very shiach, that the gutters got full of the straw or asabim. Shesaismin. Now your gutters are stuffed. Uma'akvin kiluchoy. Now when it rains, the water does not go down the gutter, down the drain. The hole is stuffed. So what happens when it's stuffed? Yaitim umistashtim begag. So in those days, they didn't have slanty roofs. They had flat roofs. So usually, the water used to go down the drain, down the gutter. But now that the gutter is stuffed, it goes back on the roof. That means it's not draining from the roof. It goes back on the roof. And what do you have when you have an accumulation of water on your roof? You know what happens? You, when you're sitting inside underneath the roof, soon there'll be drops coming in. There'll be drops coming in from the roof into the house. So this is a very difficult scenario. That means we have the gutters are stuffed. When it's raining now into the house, there's a hefsid. He just fainted. Now everything is running in. So Achmon and his son. So it's a sheklech. He has a rug there also, it's going to get ruined. So there's a lot of problems. So what does he do? So it says as follows. Memachon beraglov betzinam. So he goes up to the roof, and he steps over on these gutters. He makes sure he shouldn't fall down. It seems the gutters were strong enough to hold him. He presses down with his feet on these asabim and kashim, which are stuffing the gutters, we've seen it. And this should not be done b'fareshi, this should be done b'tzine. It looks like a tikkun over here. The kivin, the misakin, ayidei shinehu. The tikkun is with a shine, shena isel, le baraglov, le mokim, pseide, le gozul, rabbonim. So now, let's see the Mishabul first. Memachon perish doirson, he steps over them. Umashpilon beraglov, and somehow they were very tall, it seems, and the water couldn't get in. So now he's mashpil these kashin, and now it seems the water somehow goes through. Because of a meiri per kovis to lasir meina veina osa for the beraglov, to push them away and to clear out the gutter that he's not allowed to do. But somehow he presses it down, and this is muto. Now let us speak about a very common shaila. We have the sink gets stuffed, the toilet gets stuffed. Are you allowed to use a plunger? So in this show, he brings down a lot of chumras. Here he brings down a lot of chumras. Here this was permitted. This was permitted with a shinui. Ramakim have said he had a whole bunch of conditions. It's like boine, it's like a sinsula maise, it's stuff, it's like you're making a Pesach. There was a steamer, they're making a Pesach. It's not a real steamer because about Kaponim, it's a steamer, they're making a Pesach. But it's also the same thing. So fine. So now let me just say over what the Dusha says, then I'd like to say over, but let's start off on a lighter note. The Be'er Moshe, the Debrecina Rav, has a tshuva about this. They don't bring him down, but he has a tshuva. He was one of the famous Poiskim Bidoy Reino. All I can say, someone once asked Rav Shacha Shaila of Pikuach Nefoshes, he said, ask the Debrecina Rav. So Al Kaponim, he was an Ongenomen Poisek Bismaneinu. The Debrecina Rav held La Locha, there's no Shaila. He says, this is not similar to this case. He says, if you have a sink that is stuffed in your, or you have a toilet that's stuffed, he says, it's not the same like this. By me, these gutters were stuffed. That means the hole was filled up. Here, he says, by a toilet, he said, you can have a small thing that is in the hole, and the tissues will not go through, so it's stuffed. But it's not all that the neck of his stuff. There's one small thing there that is blocking the flow of the water. And he says, when you plunge it, so everything goes in, and he's mata fellow with a snake. He's mata with a snake. He says, this is no comparison to the case in Shulchan Aruch. The case in Shulchan Aruch, it's stuff. Here, there's something that's blocking the flow, and you take away, but it's not completely stopped. He says, the case is different. He spoke of a plumber. He says that it's a different story over here. So he says, therefore, this is permissible. That's what he says. The Poiskim, what Dusha brings down, are not so makel. Rabbi Eliashim is machmer. Only with a shinui and then a hepsid with a hepsid. Rav Moshe says, it matters what kind of, how your plumbing is. He says, if your sink gets stuffed every 3 days, so then it's mutter. If it doesn't get stuffed every 3 days, then it's not so bullshit. Then, and by a toilet, they bring down from the Mincha Shitzot, perhaps the Seirich Godel, one should make with a shinui, with one hand, rather with a goy, and or with one hand, the left hand, or one hand, not with two hands.
And
he's talking to the
plants, and that's the story.
Who said this?
It's the Sumer
Kod. Shlaim and Merl?
He said,
Oh, that's Mr. Sumer Moshe's Svara. That means it gets stopped every month in Kandana Shek.
It's worse than this. This is plants, Tom.
That's what Ramosha says. Ramosha says, if you need it frequently, that's the way it works. If you don't need it frequently, that's a very interesting song. The plunge is made on.
Yes.
Sadly, that's
good.
Stuff.
Oh, tough.